Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Cegedim web conference. Today's conference is being recorded and will be available on the company website. This presentation will be followed by a Q&A session. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Jan-Erik Umiastowski, Cegedim Chief Investment Officer and Head of Investor Relations. Sir, please go ahead.
Good morning and good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us to discuss Cegedim's second quarter 2019 revenue. Before we begin, I would like to remind you that this presentation and conference call may constitute forward-looking statements. These forward-looking statements may include comments about our guidance, our expectation and prospect, and are based on our view as of today, July 2015, 2019. Any such statement and projection reflect various estimates and assumptions by management concerning anticipated results. For additional information concerning important factors that may cause our results to differ materially from expectation and underlying assumption, please refer to our registration document, specifically the risk factors section. We undertake no obligation to correct or update this forward-looking statement, whether as a result of new information, further event, or otherwise. Having this in mind, I will turn on page 3 of this presentation. So Cegedim revenue growth pick up speed in the second quarter of 2019. Like-for-like revenue grew by 8.2% over the quarter. Growth at the health insurance, HR, and e-services division remain robust, and growth at the healthcare professional division's pick up speed in the second quarter. As you may see, we move revenue from 115.7 million euro to 126.6 million euro. Organic growth 8.2%. Then we get the positive impact from acquisition of BSV and Ximantics 1.1%, and roughly no effect from currency. And this translates by a reported increase on revenue by 9.4% in the second quarter. This 8.2% increase on organics compared to an increase of 4.6% in the first quarter. So 4.6% in the first quarter, 8.2% on the second. This leads to an increase for the first half of 2019 of 6.4% organically. Then we get the positive impact of BSV and Ximantics for 1.3%. Roughly no impact from currency. This leads to an increase of revenue of 8% in the first half of 2019 on a reported basis, and then revenue moved from 227.6 million euro to 245.8 million euro of revenue in the first half of 2019. Still, a significant part is done in Europe. In euro, with 86% of revenue generated in euro, 10% in UK and 2.3% in the US. Part of this increase of revenue, I'm moving on slide 5, it's related to an increase on our BPO activity. In the first quarter of this year, BPO activity increased by 25%. In the second quarter, this increased by 16%. So this led to an increase of 20% for the first half, and this is now represent 21.5 million euro of revenue. So a little less than 10% is on BPO. And you remind that part of the BPO activity are lower margin than the remaining part of the business. So if the BPO activity increased by 20% in the first half of 2019, this lead on, as you may see on slide 6, that the headcount, total headcount of the Cegedim Group increased by 4.8% to 4,722 employees at end of June. Part of this increase is related to the increase of our BPO activity, and specifically to the fact that we have gained on BPO the contract with BCAC. Moving on slide 7, so you see that for the second quarter of 2019, the breakdown of growth rate by business group, division. So At the group level, this is 126.6 million euros of revenue, an increase of 9.4% on a reported basis and 8.2% on a like-for-like. As you may see, the first division, Health Insurance and HR Services, increased by 8.7% on a reported basis and by 7.5% on a like-for-like basis. This is an acceleration compared to the first quarter, where revenue increased by 6.4%, and this represents two-thirds of the total revenue of the group. One-third of revenue of the group is coming from healthcare professional, and you see that we have seen a small increase in the first quarter by 1.7%, but in the second quarter, revenue increased by 10.2% on a like-for-like basis and 11.4% on a reported basis. Of course, if you look one year forward, you see that in the second quarter at 2018, we've been down by 6.8%. We compensate this decrease, and we also have some increase of revenue. There is some base effect related to that. This translates on slide eight for the half year. Still the breakdown between those two divisions is two-thirds for Health Insurance, HR and Services, and one-third for healthcare professional. Health Insurance, HR and Services increased by 8.7% on a reported basis. This is an increase of 6.9% for the first six months of the year. Healthcare professional increased by 7.1% on a reported basis and 5.9% on a like-for-like. We see a significant increase well ahead of the 5% on both divisions, 6.9% the first one and 5.9% the second one. This leads to an increase of 6.4% total for the group. Now, regarding more precisely by division on slide nine, what contributes to this growth? First, biggest contributors is the first division due to the fact that it represents two-thirds of the revenue, but also we see a significant acceleration of growth rate on healthcare professional. On the first division, Health Insurance, HR and Services, the main driver for the increase of revenue are the BPO activity related to the insurance activities, the third-party payment flow in France, the Cegedim Healthcare data, so all the data and analysis that we provide to the healthcare market that is growing as we are also opening some new countries, the electronic invoicing with Cegedim eBusiness, and the payroll activity in France with Cegedim SRH. Now, moving to the second division, healthcare professional, the biggest contributors are software for doctors in France, but also for nurses, chiropractic, etc. We also have seen a positive boost on revenue coming from U.K. doctors and Romanian doctors, and also from Romanian pharmacists. As you may look, most of the activity contributes to this growth quite significantly, and this leads to the numbers that we have seen, a 6.4% increase on a like-for-like basis for the first half of 2019. Moving on slide 10, a few words about Brexit. U.K. revenue represents 10% of the total revenue of the group last year and 9.9% of the EBITDA. Most of our activity in U.K. are in local currency cost and revenue, so this really compensates. We have just a translation impact. There is no major European health program at work in the U.K., and in all the contracts that we get with NHS doctors, pharmacists, etc., there is no clause dealing about Brexit. We expect that the impact for our business will be quite small. Regarding the guidance for the full year 2019, we have decided to keep the same guidance as stated in March early this year. 5% increase on a like-for-like basis on revenue and 5% increase on EBITDA, and we'll give more color about our guidance in September when we release the first half results with earnings and the total P&L. Now I will ask our operator to open the line for the Q&A session. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press zero and one on your telephone keypad. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press zero and one on your telephone keypad.
If there is no question, I think I've been crystal clear. Before we end this presentation, I would like to remind you that the key takeaway are revenue pickup speed in the second quarter of 2019. Growth remain quite robust in the first division, and in the second division, we have seen a pickup speed in revenue growth. We are maintaining our guidance for the full year. Thank you for listening, and enjoy your summer. Thank you. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes the conference call. Thank you all for your participation. You may now disconnect.